Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Brighton Chamber member Nancy Adrian about Brighton Whoopie Days. So instead of running through a list of activities, I'd rather ask you why you think Brighton Whoopie Days are important and why people should come.
Well, Whoopie Days has been going on in Brighton for 106 years, and I think it's important and kind of exciting that small towns can continue with their annual celebrations. I think it kind of brings people together within the community, and it also brings other people to the community that maybe don't normally come. So that's kind of what makes it special, I think.
So why was Whoopie Days originally started?
Originally, it was because they were celebrating the completion of a paved street in town, and they were apparently so excited that they yelled, "Whoopie!"
That's very funny. So what are you most excited about this year?
Well, this year I'm excited we've added some new activities. We're having the Hawkeye Pedal tractor pull this year for kids ages 4 through 11, and I think that's exciting. I know those are very well attended, and kids have a lot of fun with that pedal pull, so we're excited that we'll have that on Saturday the 18th. So that's good. We also have a really good dueling pianos group coming to entertain on Friday evening. Andy and Mike with Dueling Pianos, they're out of Central Iowa. We actually had them last year, but we had a torrential downpour and a horrible storm, and we had to move them to another location, and the weather was so bad the crowd didn't follow, and so they played to a very small group. So we're excited to have them back this year so everyone can see them, hopefully with very good weather in the backdrop. We're also excited to have Michael Powers, who is a Pleasant Plain resident, who was an American Idol contestant, I think on the 11th season of the show. And I've never heard Michael perform before, but he has opened for a number of well-known country artists, Darius Rucker, Kelly Picker, Rodney Akins. So I'm kind of excited to hear him perform as well.
You're also having a hypnotist on Saturday, right?
Yes, we've, to my knowledge, Whoopie Days has never had a hypnotist, so that's kind of exciting too, to see how that'll work out, and hopefully I won't be hypnotized myself. So we're excited about that. And then we have the Mud Run, which is the big event on Saturday afternoon, but we've also added a new little thing to the Mud Run. We've got a mechanical bull that will be there from 11:30 to 3:30, and so people attending down there will have the option to pay a small fee and try to ride the mechanical bull. So we're kind of looking forward to that as well.
So what sort of turnout are you hoping for, and what are you expecting?
You know, you never know what to expect for sure. The parade, we have a great, great parade on Saturday, and that draws a lot of people. And most of our events are on Saturday, so I would just hope that people come for the parade. They stay and eat at the Brighton Lions food stand. We've got, like I said, the pedal pull in the afternoon, the mud run going on. We'll have a cute kids contest right after the parade for anyone to enter. We have a cooking contest at 3 o'clock. And the nice thing about that is people that don't actually have an entry can just come and watch, and then they will also get to sample the food that's there and then vote for a People's Choice Award. So that's kind of a tasty addition as well.
Is there anything else about Whoopie Days that you'd like to share with people?
Well, I just hope people come to Brighton and take part in what we have. We do have a carnival again this year, and so I know carnivals are kind of hard to come by and in short supply, and so we feel fortunate that we're still able to have a carnival come. So, you know, bring the kids. It's, you know, we try to schedule our entertainment so that it's really a family event and everyone can come and enjoy what we have to offer.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Nancy Adrian. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.